Hello and welcome to The Deep Dive, and I'm here with my wonderful colleague.
Hello there. It's great to be here. We're Paolo and Mari from Academia BSB.
That's right, your online English school focused on, well, really communicating effectively.
Exactly. Practical skills for the real world. Today is Wednesday, July 9th, 2025, and this is for the English Conversation course.
And you, our listener, we just have to say brilliant work recently. Truly excellent.
Absolutely. Keep that momentum going. Listening to this deep dive is great, but also, you know, using that academic sheet.
Ah, yes. For the handwritten review of your class notes.
Yeah.
It really helps things stick, doesn't it?
It really does. That physical act of writing.
So today, we're going to explore the class notes from Group T253's latest lesson. We'll look at travel words, useful phrases, a bit of grammar.
And that fascinating text about Venice. Lots to unpack.
Think of it like, well, like a friendly guide through a bit of an English fairy tale map. Let's find our way.
And reviewing these notes, it's central to how we do things at Academia BSB. It's about building that strong foundation piece by piece.
Couldn't agree more. Right, first up, vocabulary. Section 1.1, the current class words. We have things like transportation, boat, walking, airplane.
All very useful for travel, obviously. And free versus to pay, that's a key one.
Definitely. Knowing if something costs money or not. Also, words like clothes, passport, visa, airplane ticket, plan, essential planning words.
And we also touched on seasons, summer, winter, autumn, spring, and different time units.
Yes, century, decade, year, month, week, semester. Good general knowledge.
And then section 1.2, reviewing past class words. Remember, move versus movie.
Oh, yes, a classic. Move house, movie at the cinema. Very different meanings from a small sound change.
Exactly. And words like early, year, a consistent review is just so valuable.
Okay, let's move on to pronunciation. Section 2.1 mentioned reviewing past sounds, like that movie example.
Right. And for the current class, section 2.2, we focused on words like juice. Can you give us an example sentence?
Sure. Would you like some orange juice? Notice that soft J sound.
Perfect. And about.
How about? Tell me about your trip.
Lovely. And finally, August.
Easy. We're going on holiday in August. Getting those vowel sounds right makes a big difference.
It really does. Now, section 3, language usage. This is about putting it all together in, well, harmonious dialogues.
Yes.
Definitely. We'll come back to idioms. So on to section 5, grammar. The focus was on WH questions.
Right. Questions starting with what, when, where, why, who, how, like when is your birthday?
Or what do you like to do on a cold day? The key thing is the structure, isn't it?
Yes. It's WH word, then the auxiliary verb like is or do, then the subject. So it's when is your birthday? Not
when your birthday is. That's a really common mistake to listen out for. Getting that word order right in questions is crucial.
Okay, let's talk about section 6, reading and comprehension, that text on Venice.
Yes. It was great. More than just reading, it was full of, you know, practical travel tips.
Like finding accommodation near landmarks, but maybe avoiding getting lost in the St. Mark's Square Bermuda Triangle. I love that description.
Me too. And the food advice, trying cicchetti at the local bars.
No, sounds good. And the tip about drinking coffee at the bar to save money.
Genius.
Proper local knowledge and getting around the Vaporetto, the water bus, or sharing a gondola to split the cost makes that iconic ride seem more possible.
Right.
And the Bridge of Sighs, seeing it from the outside, might be better than being inside.
These are real insights, not just facts. Really helpful for navigating the city.
Moving to section 7, writing and composition. Mm. The goal here is about improving through drafts. Yeah.
Exactly. You write something using the new vocabulary. The teacher corrects it, offers insights. It's a refinement process.
Making your writing clearer, more effective each time.
Then section 8, listening. That involved unscrambling sentences.
Ah, yes. Good practice for really listening carefully to how sentences are built in English.
Absolutely. And section 9, watching. Use that Venice video.
Right. Using original materials like that is fantastic for your brain, isn't it? It helps you process language naturally.
It boosts comprehension and your own ability to communicate. Very important.
And finally, section 10, speaking training.
Yes. Focusing not just on pronouncing words correctly, but also the pace of speaking, finding that natural rhythm.
And the notes highlighted how the teacher identifies common mistakes and gives practice texts for real-life situations.
It's all about continuous evolution, making progress every single class.
Speaking of progress, your overall performance has been really strong.
Very positive indeed. And that recorded phonetic deviation ratio, minus 55%. That's excellent.
A negative score means you're getting closer to native-like pronunciation. Fantastic.
It really shows how this class is helping you advance within the CEFRO framework, moving towards fluency.
And if you want to explore even more, don't forget the bibliographic references section in your notes for further study.
Good point. And looking ahead, the upcoming linguistic scope looks really interesting too, building on what you've learned.
You know, it makes me think of something Ellen DeGeneres said. We are all different. Don't be afraid to be you.
That's a lovely quote. And it ties in so well with what we believe at Academia BSB.
It does, because ultimately,
it is not only about the language.
It is all about communication.
Well said. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you.